Welcome to Business Beat. Here each week, KBIA takes a look at the business and economic issues facing Mid-Missouri. I'm Christopher Husted. Coming up, we'll take a look at a new product street artists are using in Columbia to paint murals. And we'll dip into the drama of Ashland Alderman Jeff Anderson and the financial repercussions his impeachment could inflict on the city.
The best case scenario would be if Mr. Anderson chose to resign, because that would resolve the issue and would cut out any future attorney's fees.
But first, Missouri's colleges and universities continue to educate an increasing number of international students. A report from the Institute of International Education says more than 17,300 international students enrolled at a Missouri college or university during the 2012-2013 academic year. Meg Goddard knows how hard the transition is for international students going to college in the U.S. That's why she and fellow Columbia student Jovan Illich are starting a new business to help out. KBIA's Anna Cole has more.
Meg Goddard and Jovan Illich presented an idea to ease this transition at the 2013 Collaboration, Leadership, and Innovation for Missouri Seed Grant Pitch Competition on November 7th. Their idea is a company called Fresh Start, and Goddard says that it would be a way to help international students feel at home as soon as they arrive.
The idea is that international students can fly over and have all the essentials they need waiting for them in their college dorms. They're the big stuff that you can't really pack: bedding, towels, shampoo and conditioner, the stuff that you need to sort of get you on your feet when you first arrive.
Although they didn't win a grant, Illich says that the experience itself will only help as they continue to work to establish their company.
The fact that we got so all this positive feedback just kind of encouraged us to move forward with our idea. So overall, it was a great experience.
Goddard says they are hoping to spread the word about the assistance they want to provide.
The next step is really to push the business further. We're really trying to push social media at the moment. We're looking to create some more blogs. There's a blog side to the website which sort of helps answer some questions international students might have.
With all of the support their idea has received, Goddard and Illich are planning on launching Fresh Start in the spring or summer of 2014. Anna Cole, KBIA News.
The city of Ashland is cutting its spending because of a legal battle with Alderman Jeff Anderson that is quickly becoming very expensive. The city's mayor estimates that the case could cost the city as much as half its annual budget before it's all said and done. KBIA's Sean Nelson has a story of how Ashland is trying to cope with the increasing costs.
Tensions ran high at the Ashland City Council meeting on Tuesday, October 29th. In a few months, Ashland could be facing one of its worst financial crises ever. Mayor Gene Rohrer estimates that the impeachment of Alderman Jeff Anderson and probable appeals could cost the city $500,000. That's half of its annual budget. Even a best-case timeline will far exceed the $6,000 general fund being used to pay for the case.
So if this continues and we continue down this path, you're likely looking at $100,000 if it goes easy. You're likely looking at $500,000 if we get into the thick of it.
The legal battle began in September when the Board of Aldermen suspended Anderson for improper conduct, including use of city funds without approval. In October, Anderson sued the city and was reinstated. The board then voted to impeach Anderson, and so far that process has cost the city $25,000 in attorney fees. Rohr says that the impeachment case is a waste of time and money. He has spoken to each alderman individually and asked them to settle their differences outside the board.
I'm sorry. Very simple. Open-mindedness, compromise, and a willingness to work with one another. Those three things are free. Tax dollars are not.
They're trying to brace for financial trouble, but the impact the legal battle will have on the citizens of Ashland is harder to prepare for. The city is reducing its spending to cope with the expensive process, including forgoing the purchase of a new $28,000 police vehicle. Anderson said he wants to work with the board to end the legal proceedings and, quote, get back to the city's business.
Now I'm back at the table, and I'm here to work. I'm not here to spend the taxpayers' money on this stuff. So the decision was made by the board, not to me, to spend more money on the taxpayers' dime.
Ashland Special Attorney David Bondre says the easiest solution would be if Anderson resigned.
The best case scenario would be if Mr. Anderson chose to resign, because that would resolve the issue and would cut out any future attorney's fees.
All city departments are trimming back to meet predicted costs, and all non-essential expenses are being abandoned. Rohr says these cuts will help pay for the legal bill, but Ashland will have to dig deeper to find money for future expenses.
The long-term effect will set this city back, I feel like, probably years at the very least. Years in growth, years in economic development, years in partnerships, participation, folks wanting to move to this community.
The hearing for the impeachment will be set in December. In the meantime, legal fees continue to pile up at the rate of $200 per hour. With producers Jordan Gardner and Lizzie Tontz, Sean Nelson, KBIA News.
The city of Columbia has found a new way to replace damaged murals painted downtown. KBIA's Kyle Winker has more.
In 2012, 9 artists in the Columbia area painted murals on sidewalks behind storm drains downtown. The project was a collaboration with the Roots and Blues Festival, and the murals were painted with images promoting a cleaner environment. But 3 of the murals were damaged. City of Columbia stormwater educator Mike Hymos says drivers and the weather were the likely causes. At a city meeting, Haimo says he noticed the city was using decals, basically giant stickers for bike lanes. This made him wonder if the decals also could be used for artwork.
I did some research, looked at other technologies that were out there, contacted the manufacturer of this product. They use it in the advertising world, on the sides of buildings, walls, sidewalks, especially promotional things, and we decided to use it for the artwork.
The outdoor stickers are called concrete graphics. The concrete graphics conform to the indentations of the concrete and look just like paint. Haimo says they are aluminum, which makes the decals 100% recyclable if removed, unlike paint. Also, Haimo says they are much more cost-effective than paint.
We calculated per mural around downtown, it was about $1,500 in paint. This new technology that we're using, just to have it reproduced from an Adobe Photoshop print, runs about $200 per sticker.
Artist Mara Mudd painted a mural right outside of Flat Branch Park on Locust Street. She decided to use the new concrete graphics and says they allowed her to do more with her work.
I was able to do some things in Photoshop, which is my area of expertise, that I wasn't able to do with the paint and brushes. So I was actually pretty glad that we were able to put it down like this.
Haimo says he plans to get more artists involved with the new concrete graphics. He says he hopes to use them for education and outreach about keeping the community clean. Kyle Winker, KBIA News.
That's all for Business Beat this week. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.